Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. That's 1-888-FARMERS to switch your insurance. And I'm telling you, you could save big on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone in the next few minutes. Just call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, we got Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, and world-renowned bodybuilder Greg Jennings coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have a lot of fun with him, as always. But before that, Rob, let's take a break from the NFL and go to the NBA. And yesterday, it was some big news. I don't know. Do you know Jared Dudley at all or well or anything?
No, I don't know. Mm.
Great guy. Love him.
He's been on the show a couple times. Yeah.
Yes. A lot of fun. He wants to have a career. He actually wants to go into like the front office or coaching, which I think he'll be able to do. But, you know, he's keeping his options open with broadcasting.
And everybody can't be on. I hate to break it to everybody. I know everybody. Right. I mean,
but
every NBA, every NBA player.
He's got good relationships with the media.
No, I get it.
Now, he's you look at the TNT group, and they all were stars. Kenny wasn't a star, but, you know, he won championships and was a legit starter. You know what I mean? You wonder if that could hurt Dudley at a place like TNT, but I think
it's more like a team being like a, you know, on the team, you know, the cable channel that does the games, like being connected to a team. Those options are there, Chris. Oh. You know,
you don't think like an ESPN or FS1 or an Undisputed or something? I think he could be in the works for that.
Yeah, I just think there's a
like
lot
Kendrick
of guys
Perkins
out there.
Perkins is doing it, you know. And obviously, there's no guarantee, but I think he'll be able to do it. But we'll see. But the point is this. He wrote a, I'll call it an essay, because it's like 44 pages. They're calling it a book, about the bubble. Inside the Bubble, it's called. And what's really making the rounds, it came out yesterday, what's really making the rounds is what he said about Paul George. Now, for those not in the know, Jared Dudley is on the Lakers. He won a championship with them last year. And here's what he said about the Clippers and Paul George. Do we? Well, we don't have the right. It's a book. Can you read it for
Rob
us, Rob G?
You have it. Right?
You got to read it. Right?
It's okay. We'll edit out of the podcast, Chris. Nobody heard that. Here's what he said. Quote: "We are here. Oh, excuse me. Reset. We hear some of those guys talking about how they're the team to beat in LA. Talking about the Clippers. It's fine if Kawhi says stuff like that. He's a defending champion. We don't trip if someone like Pat Beverly is talking trash. That's how he feeds his family. We get it. We respect the hustle. But we think it's disrespectful for Paul George, who hasn't won, to put himself on the level of Bron and AD. This motivates us. When we see those guys around the compound in the bubble, we don't really kick it with them." End quote.
Wait a minute. Right, Rob, so what first dibs at this.
I just think Dudley, like, what do you mean we? You know, like I could see if this came out of LeBron's mouth. AD hadn't won before last year, so he hadn't won anything. He got to the second round once, so that's disrespectful. I mean, you could say that after the fact, but he hadn't won anything. So I think Dudley's way off on this. First of all, I don't think it's his place as a role player, as a guy who doesn't start, who doesn't have any stats. I just think, why are you mixed up in that? If LeBron wants to say something, then that's fine. But to act like Paul George is better than Dudley. Hello?
By miles.
By miles and miles and miles. Dudley, did you see the contract that Paul George signed?
Like the distance coming between L.A. and New York.
Exactly. Did you see the contract he signed? And guess what? He stunk in the last few games and choked down a trip to the finals, and he got a big contract. That's how good he is. Look at the numbers he's putting up this year. He's having a great year. So for a guy off the bench to pick up the fight and put this out there, I saw Paul George's comments.
And he took the high road.
And he took the high road, and he said the right thing, Chris. Like, yeah, okay, if this is the guy, if he wants to use my name, put my name out there, fine. I mean, because that's what it is. To pick him out, Pat Beverly hasn't won anything. Oh, well, that's okay, because Pat Beverly, that's how he feeds it. It's just like you think Paul George is the weak link and you could step to him. You're afraid to say that to Pat Beverly, Chris. You know what I'm saying? That's why Pat Beverly will get a pass. So well, I don't know. I just doesn't sit right.
It bothered you. Wow.
No, it didn't sit right. It didn't sit right.
Okay. I agree and disagree with you. Where I disagree with you, I'll start there, is that I'm fine with Dudley saying this. I think anything is in bounds as long as you don't, you know, he kept it to basketball. He didn't go off the court and, you know, criticize his family or his lifestyle or anything like that. So I'm fine with it. And I get it. Obviously, Jared Dudley is nowhere near the player that Paul George is. And Jared Dudley will be the first to admit that. I don't have a problem with a player, even if he's not as good, criticizing another player. Because if you take that logic, then you would say, who are we? We're not as good
totally
as Jared
different.
Dudley.
Totally
How?
Different. Because
why can't he say it?
He could say whatever he wants. I just say it just doesn't sound right coming from a guy who's not a star, who hasn't put out to just be on the bench worried about. It's not like he said something about Jared Dudley. Said something. He's talking about AD and LeBron. Why
How's
is that
it
his
better
fight?
For guys that never no, even got I'm to saying, Jared
why
Dudley's
is that
level
his
to
fight?
Say it.
No, I'm saying why is that his fight? Who is he
I
to
don't
take?
Think he's, I don't think he's taking up a fight with him. And here's where I, like, one, I think any player can say whatever they want.
Well, that's
and
obvious.
Two,
and, I mean, that's
yeah,
obvious.
Yeah, but I mean, and I'm not bothered by it. But two, if Jared Dudley, and I get where you're coming from, because as I said, he's not as good as Paul George, not even close. But he said we. He, meaning this is how the Lakers felt. This is when we talked in the locker room, when we talked in our team meetings, when we were just kicking it. We were saying this. LeBron, AD, Rondo.
I didn't get
this
that.
This is what we, well, I didn't get that. He used the word we.
If
he had said I, then I think, even as I feel like he got a right to say what he wants, you're right. You would have been like, dude, you ain't even close to Paul George. What are you talking about? But he said we as a team. So I don't, that's where I disagree with you. I got no problem with him putting it in the we context, speaking for the Lakers.
Yeah, but we could be the last three guys on the bench who talk because we're not playing. That could be
I think now it could be, but I don't
I'm
think
just saying
is,
you don't
I
know Anthony Davis said, and LeBron's in there. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
But he said it as about the team, and I think he's smart enough. Now, I could be wrong, but I think he's smart enough where if it was him, Alex Caruso, and KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, you know, Quinn Cook, I don't think he'd say that. You know, so because they got no – those guys have no bearing other than Caruso on what the Lakers do on the court because they don't play. But where I agree with you is that, Rob, I think what this was ultimately, and I'm taking it like this is how the Lakers in mass felt, not just Dudley, but how the team in general felt. I think this shows how little respect they have for Paul George. Because as you said, Dudley talked about we're in L.A., we're seeing the billboards, we're seeing, you know, they're the kings of L.A., this is their town. That was mainly Kawhi. Kawhi was doing the commercials with the crown and it's my town now and all that. That was him. And then you give Beverly a pass. Beverly's the guy that told Steph Curry the next 5 years belong to us, and everybody right. heard that, including the Lakers. You know what I mean? So just because that's what he does – doesn't mean you give him a pass. Damian Lillard doesn't give him a pass. He goes at him, even though that's what Beverly
does. But that's what I'm saying, right.
And so I agree. I think they said, look, this is picking on the dude that you don't have respect for and the easy mark.
No,
because he has had playoff failure. So, and I'll say this, Rob. Look, Devin Booker's gone at Paul George. Steph Curry's gone at Paul George this year. You know, so George has, as everybody obviously respects him, as a perennial all-star player, like a second-tier star. He's not Kawhi, LeBron, Giannis, those, but he's on that second tier. And he's a legitimate star. But there seems to be a lack of respect for him to some degree. And I think the only way he gets rid of that, Rob, is to play well in the playoffs on a championship run. Because you're right, he is playing lights out. He's balling.
He's balling out.
Right, but it's still only his second best season ever. His season in OKC, he was ridiculous in the
regular
season.
No, he was in the talk for MVP.
I had him third on my ballot, if I remember correctly.
He was in the conversation.
Oh, he was great. But then he fizzled in the playoffs, and that's the only way, Rob, because you're right. How you pick on PG when he had done more before the finals started than AD. AD
right.
had won one playoff series.
He had won
Paul
one
George
playoff,
had taken
right.
Indiana to the conference finals twice and took the big three in Miami to seven games.
But that's
his
what I'm saying.
His second best player was Roy Hibbert.
And they were acting like none of that happened. And
that's what I'm saying.
They
just picking on him because they don't respect him for some
right,
reason.
Right, and they feel like they can get away with it. And,
right.
And you know what? Paul George did the right thing. I thought his comments were classy. It's like he could have dissed him and said, who? Does he play?
Right.
What team
like,
is he
remember
on?
Ben
what?
Simmons
right.
when they got into their little – you remember their little tit-for-tat a couple years ago when Dudley was with the Nets and Simmons was like, it came from Jared Dudley, man. Come on.
Right. No, really.
But
so
I
this,
think
this,
George,
is,
I
this
think,
is Jared Dudley. This is what he does. And I think, you know, he looks for people he thinks he can, you
well,
know.
I don't think it was – well, we – okay, go – I don't
No,
cut
I'm just
off.
Saying. I just think he, you know, felt like
I
he can get away with it.
I think that was the Lakers. Now, again, this is my opinion. But him using we, I think he was talking for the team.
If he would have said
now,
LeBron and AD thought, then that would be different.
But it might be all 15 of them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it could be the last three on the bench.
But that would be
a conversation.
That would be irresponsible of him to say, you know, if it's him, Quinn Cook, and Caruso, to characterize that as we, the Lakers, they could get cut tomorrow and nobody even know they were gone. So, I, now again, it's my opinion, but I think he's talking for the whole team. But I just think that, I think PG taking the high road, props to him. But I think, Rob, that's rooted at least somewhat in him knowing, I just got to go out and get it done. You know, whatever I say, it's not going to, you know, that's not going to change anything. I need to go out and get it done. I'm balling right now. Let me keep it up. And let me do it in the playoffs. And we beat those guys. Then what are they going to say? You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We want to hear your opinion on this. Was Jared Dudley out of line for what he said about Paul George? Your turn to weigh in as we continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting. We're the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. We're also brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. Cashback match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. What was that, Rob?
I don't know what show this is. This is a song. Was this used as a TV theme?
Don Heavy Kid?
This is a theme song from the show Arliss. It's about a sports agent that used to be on HBO.
Yeah, but that song is a... is a top 40 hit. You know what I mean? It wasn't made just for the TV show.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah, okay, we're going to get to your thoughts on Jared Dudley and either Jared Dudley himself or the Lakers as a whole calling out Paul George. Was he out of line? 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Tommy in Palmdale, California. You're on the iCouple Fox
George's
Sports
hometown.
Radio.
Paul George's hometown.
That's right. What's up, Tommy?
What's going on, Chris? What's going on, Rob? Thanks for having me. Hey, yeah, I'm from Palmdale, man. So,
do you know Paul? You sound like you might be.
I don't know Paul. I know people who know Paul. He graduated 08. I graduated 09. I grew up right down the street from his high school, but didn't know him personally. There's a long history with Paul, right? Like, especially, you know, with Laker Nation, he's the hometown guy. He was supposed to come and be part of the organization and start the new era for us. And I think what Dudley, not necessarily is disrespectful, but maybe it's a little clickbait, but it's definitely I would say, like, speaking for everyone, Laker Nation, the whole team, you know, with Paul, you know, we wanted him, and then the whole thing with, you know, OKC kind of turned us down, and then, you know, it's all history from there, but I don't think it's
Tommy, you're being nice. It's disrespectful. Come on, man. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, it is. It's just disrespectful.
I think it just shows that they don't have that much respect for him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's still just to be putting it out there.
Remember, a lot of
when you're not a player
in that locker room felt the same way. They didn't mind Kawhi getting some special perks, but PG?
Yeah, but PG was a big part of that on why Kawhi also wanted to go there and be a part of it. It's about
but
in
I'm
the
just
NBA.
Saying,
it's about the big two, though, Chris. That's what the league is about, though. That's what the league is about.
I'm just saying.
Matthew in Winnipeg, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matthew?
Chris, if you don't want those blue Jordans, I'll take them off your hands. Size 12? Remember, I told you about that bet in the bag. You shouted me down.
About what?
That Jordan bet.
What about it?
I told you that bet was in the bag, and you guys told me I was crazy.
I knew. I made the bet, so I had faith.
Either way, I think you should be happy with those two pairs. Anyway, the point is, Jared Dudley, totally fine. I think this comment is in bounds. All Lakers are basically insulated at this point until further notice with all the talk last year. Oh, we got the next 5 years, playoff P. That whole team is riddled with a lot of trash talk. But Paul George, especially with his history, OKC not showing up, playoff P, you know what it is. And then I like his comments, though. I think it was very classy. I agree with you.
All right, thanks. All right. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
My uncle's from another mother, man. Hey, man, I was tuning in yesterday, man. I go away for a little while. Y'all sound like y'all about to take each other's heads off. Chris, man, you know, with your $1 million estate, you should have been so happy to get them Jordans. Man, at least you finally won against Big Uncle Rob.
I thought I was going to get to pick which ones I wanted. So that was
Which ones did you want? I don't think you ever named it.
Now,
I want to look up how much those was going retail.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been them. I wasn't sure yet, but I knew it wasn't them. But go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so my take real quick is, man, hey, props to Jared Dudley for going full Ric Flair on him, man. You got to love it. Like y'all telling the young man earlier, you got to say something if you want to have a life in broadcasting. I feel like he's just prepping himself for a career right. outside of basketball. And then my other point is Paul George don't deserve any kind of respect from nobody. His own teammates didn't respect this dude. He over here with the rah-rah now, bruh. Prove it on the court before you start trying to ask for any kind of respect off of it.
Well, that's like the only way he's going to get it is to win it this year and play well and ball out.
Dre so in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Okay, how y'all doing, fellas?
What's up, brother?
All right, I just want to make two quick points. One point is, like, say, Dudley has taken on the role, like, of an enforcer, you know, and he's the
that might be a stretch.
That does the talking.
Enforcer?
Well, not enforcer, but I'm talking about, like, doing the talking. He does okay. that, like Pat Bev does for the Clippers. He does the okay. talking, even though he doesn't play.
How about, you and, know, who? How about ML Carr? That's who he
and
is.
That's yeah. what I was coming to. And that's what I was coming to because he does that. But ML Carr was the most hated Boston Celtic, and he never even played that white flag. Right. I mean, the white town, they right. hated it.
Jared, is players love him on their team. He's a veteran. You
well,
know,
I mean, I know the players, but I'm just saying. Right. But
no, I know players on other teams bit. Probably get sick of him. Yeah. I hear you.
Okay.
Andre, thanks.
Yep, thanks, brother.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I like Jared Dudley, a BC guy. He's a grinder, glue guy, all that stuff. But that being said, Jared Dudley is a private in this instance talking to a colonel. Okay, so him punching all the way up to Paul George, it doesn't necessarily resonate with me. I like his idea, and it's innovative to do this book about the bubble and the inside information and, you know, bubble from, you know, because he got that perspective. But I think he could go in a different direction and present it in a way better than just headhunting and using Paul George as leverage, you know, for your project. I think he's better than that. You know, I respect the hustle in terms of how he stayed in the NBA, you know, and he's won championships as, you know, not necessarily the most talented guy, and he definitely didn't come into the bubble in the best shape in the world, but he still got himself a ring. All that's good, you know, but punching this far up, I can't get down with it.
In fairness to Dudley, and you know this, Rob, I think, look, the book is 44 pages long. We took one paragraph, and not just us, but that's what blew up from the book. It's not like the whole book or a chapter or anything like that is dedicated to dissing Paul George. It's an excerpt that the media and those that, you know, heard it from the media have really jumped on and made a big deal. So it's not, you know, it's just a small part of the book, in fairness.
It's in the book.
Our man Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, coming up next. But first, it's the Gas Man, David Gaskin, with the update. Gas Man.
Hey, guys. Ohio State's taking the lead on No. 8 Iowa in their own backyard. 71-70 is the score. It's about 8 minutes to play in regulation in this one.
You still seeing Luka Doncic in Garza, or you gotten off that
I never
train?
Said that.
You did?
No, what I did not. No, I did not.
You said something to that effect.
That was Iowa Sam that said that.
Now you've watched him a few times. You're like, oh, no.
He's a hell of a ball player.
He is a great college player. He's an inside player, though.
Wow. I like how you phrase
he's
that.
Not
he's
like
a great
he's
a great college player. So you're insinuating that he won't be a good pro.
He's not much of a shooter. I mean, his percentage, I think, is okay, but he doesn't shoot it a lot from distance. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be that good in the pros from what I've seen. But he's dominating college. That's
6'11", man. He can't coach that. He can develop those other skills in the block.
A lot of 6'11 dudes that ain't doing much.
Man. Well, I'm going to have to relay that message.
You want double or nothing on that steak dinner?
No, I didn't say anything about that.
I didn't think so.
Man, jeez.
Put your money where your mouth is, Gascon.
I'll put your money where my mouth is. I mean, you got $200-$300. You got
like
me and Rob Parker.
To play well. I would like him to come out and ball.
Are you
in
sure?
In the NBA, that'd be great.
It doesn't sound like it.
But I just, no, I think, I'm skeptical. But I think it'd be great if he did become a great NBA player.
Well, we'll see. Guys, other news around the NBA tonight. You got Dallas and the Golden State Warriors going out. Speaking of Luka Doncic, he's got 15 points so far. Steph Curry's got 15 of his own. Ball game right now is tight. Dallas leads by 1, 45-44. Utah by 8 in Atlanta. Portland and Philadelphia underway in the first quarter. 24-22, the road team. Trailblazers had the lead in that one. Rockets and Grizzlies led on tonight. And then the Nuggets and Lakers from Staples Center. NHL, Rangers 2-0 over the Capitals. Panthers 4-3 over the Predators. And Dallas trailing in Columbus right now 3-1 to the Blue Jackets. NFL news today, Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown, a full participant during practice, and Colts owner Jim Irsay says Andrew Luck is more retired now than he was a year and a half ago, so any thoughts of him returning to Indy, pretty much over and done with. Back to you guys in just 10 seconds, but first, a word from Farmers.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Guys, back to you.
Thanks, guys, man. With the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. Hit it! Just let it marinate. Let the smooth sounds of the boss flow through your body. That's right. He's got muscles. Our man, the Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, Greg Jennings. What's up, brother? How are you?
What is happening? I just, what's happening?
It's good to have you on, my man. How are you? How's everything? How's the family?
Everybody's good. Everything is well. Just continuing to press forward.
All right. Well, let's start here. We had a player from your former team, the Packers, that you won a Super Bowl with, A.J. Dillon. We had him on a few days ago. He said he wouldn't be watching the Super Bowl. It's too painful after having gotten that far and that close for him to watch it. We just had Javon on from Jayon Brown on from the Tennessee Titans, and he said he's watching it. Where were you at as a player in the years you didn't make it, particularly the years you guys got really close or thought you would win it that year?
It all depend on really who was playing. Like, to be honest, there was several years I watched. I mean, just as a competitor and one who wants to see guys compete and watch a good game, I wanted to watch. But then when you're playing and you get close or you have a division rival, I remember the Vikings when Brett was with the Vikings his first year and they went to the NFC Championship game. And it was like, man, I felt like I was rooting for the Vikings to lose, but for Brett to win. And then when the Saints went on to win, it was like I could watch the Super Bowl with no feelings at all. So it all depend on how you went out. And kind of like when we lost them in the NFC Championship game to the Giants, oh, man, I couldn't watch that, man. I felt like that was supposed to be us.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard from a number of players over the years that some of them say I don't watch. You know, like, and I get it if you're attached to it.
What do you do? You know, if you don't watch it, because the whole country's watching it.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
Well, what do you do?
It's a lot of stuff to do. I mean, when I say I don't watch, it's like I don't sit down and just take it all in. Like it's on, but I'm not
engaged.
Exactly.
So you might be at a party or you might have a party, but you're not engaged in it, really getting into the game.
Yeah, or if I'm traveling, doing I don't laundry mind traveling or something. That day.
Okay, I hear you.
Right, I got papers to grade on Sunday. That's what I'll be doing for my class. I'll be grading papers. Crazy. All right, Greg, obviously the Chiefs are missing a couple guys up front. How big of an impact will that have on Patrick Mahomes and changing what he does? Is he just trying to get rid of the ball quick? Will he have time to still throw the ball downfield? Will they keep an extra person in to help block? What do you expect to happen?
I don't expect them to change anything of what they do. I mean, you got to think of what has gotten them in the position that they're in is for Patrick Mahomes to be special, get the ball to his playmakers, to stand in the pocket, to extend plays, to get off script. That's what he does. But defenders, regardless, if he was more of a timing quarterback that was a pocket on rhythm quarterback, then I think it would impact him more, missing the guys up front and particularly his tackle. But when you're an off-script quarterback, you're putting added stress on your offensive lineman anyway, and you're then giving the defensive lineman opportunities to get the sack. I remember talking to Gerald McCoy during the NFC Championship game last week or the week before, and he was saying he loves when quarterbacks go off script because it gives them the opportunity to still pursue. So when you have offensive linemen that are out and you have a rhythm quarterback that throws on time and on rhythm, then it's challenging. But when you have a quarterback that's off script, look, I just need you to hold up maybe for a couple of seconds, and then I'm getting out of the pocket anyway.
Rob and I were debating this earlier. If, and it's a big if, but if Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs win this Super Bowl on Sunday, I think he will be off to the greatest start of any individual player in the history of American team sports. Rob disagrees. Where are you at on that, if you can wrap your mind around that?
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, but the big thing, Greg, is obviously people get caught up in the prisoner of the moment and where they are. There's a lot of people in the history of sports who have gotten off to great starts. I know you need time to think about it on where you are with this, but some of the names that were thrown out: Mickey Mantle won his first three World Series when he broke in with
but
the
no
Yankees.
But no MVPs.
At 19 years old.
And the Yankees were winning before he got there.
Magic won two of his first three. Who else?
Second year got beat in the first round of the playoffs.
Russell, you know, no Russell MVPs. Won two of his first four and then won nine in a row or whatever it is. I'm just saying. Though. You know what I mean? So there's a number of people. Derek Jeter won his first rookie year and then four out of five with the Yankees.
Missed the first two All-Star games his first 2 years.
Yeah,
so it's a combination, not just winning, but individual too.
Yeah, so for me, I mean, the first person that came to mind was Magic. And when you look at Pat Mahomes, I mean, what he's done is special. So you definitely got a case. But his first season playing – he didn't make it. He lost in the AFC Championship game. And so they were really good, but he didn't get there. So, I mean, there were still some missteps. He still had a spectacular season, MVP caliber season. And
he was MVP, above.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I get it, but it's hard for me to say it because it's not complete yet. And I haven't seen what he's going to do on Sunday. If he just is lights out, I mean, and I feel like I'm kind of with you, Rob. I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment.
Right.
Because it's such a small sample size, and he's been special in this sample size, but there are a lot of players that were special in a small sample size.
So what do you think is going to happen on Sunday?
What do I think is going to happen? Man, to be honest, I've been trying to wrap my head around this one. I mean, if the Bucs defense can rattle or shake up things for that Kansas City offense, I really believe that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a really good shot. If they cannot contain Tyreek Hill, in my opinion, that is the X factor, because if you can't contain him, you're going to have a problem with Travis Kelce. If you contain him, then hopefully Travis Kelce is the only one that gets off, and then you can survive that. But if you lose sight of Tyreek Hill, it opens up everything for that offense. That offense is, I know how great Patrick Mahomes is, but when Tyreek Hill is able to go berserk, you cannot beat that team.
What are the chances of Tom Brady having two or more interceptions in the Super Bowl?
I think there's a chance. I think there's a chance when you look at
the Kansas City Chiefs and how they've been able to play in the back end, and in particularly Honey Badger, and how he's such a ball hawk. And he plays the game like a savvy veteran. And so when you look at guys like that and how they can try to impact the game, you know he's going to take a chance, because in games like this, you have to be willing to take that chance if your team needs you to. But Tom Brady, man, he's always given you something of sorts, as long as in the last few years where he's thrown picks. But then he seems to find a way to survive it, to bounce back.
Greg, we got about a minute left for this one. And Brady's now, there's talk that he said he'll consider playing past the age of 45. Obviously, we've never seen anybody at 43 play this well at quarterback. Do you think, not that they'll play as well as Brady is at 43, but do you think that we will start to see more quarterbacks having these super long careers and playing well into their early 40s? Like Aaron Rodgers is, what, 37? And looks like he's got several years left at a high level. You think that'll become a little more commonplace?
I don't, to be honest. I know it seems like it could be, but it's so rare what he's doing. And when you look at guys like LeBron James, like, guys want to do it. Every guy wants to continue to play, but they don't have the discipline like those guys that I just mentioned. And when you watch Tom Brady, you watch him in pregame. If you were just able to get there early, he's one of the first ones people out there. He just takes a receiver or a coach, and he throws 5 yards. And he doesn't throw with any type of tempo. He just is all about the mechanic, trying to hit the same spot every single time. Like, when you got a guy at 43 that's doing those things, you see why he's able to continue playing. Because it's not trying to go out there and throw the deep ball and be like, that's going to happen. He's going to make those plays, but he understands, I got to do the most minimalistic things better than anybody else right now, and everything is slower for me. And so he's willing to put his body through whatever it is needed to continue playing at a high level. And so many guys want to, but they're not willing to do what it takes to continue doing that.
All right, that's our man Greg Jennings. We appreciate it. Are you up in Minnesota?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think you were down.
Where else should I be? I mean, this is the best.
He ain't
going to
be
right
at
now.
The Super Bowl with the CBS doing the game, so he ain't at the Super Bowl. We know that.
You know, you never know. You never know. I thought you might be down there in Tampa.
No.
You know.
No, I'm cool. If you go, I go.
We ain't
right,
going.
Man,
we know
we
that.
We appreciate the time. Enjoy the game. You giving us a prediction? You kind of hemmed and hawed when I asked you before. You going to give us a prediction? I got 37-34 Kansas City.
Okay, I like that. But I'm going to go ahead and ride with Brady on this one. I'm going to see if he can get it done.
Wow, all right.
I don't even got a score for you. I just want to see him get it done.
Get number 7. All right, my man. Great stuff. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely.
All right. Some Americans may not like LeBron as much as we think. We'll get into that next and so much more. It's The Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sanford and Son joining the Odd Couple. It's a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save a whole lot of something money on your car insurance. All right, Rob, you want to get into this. The first returns for the All-Star voting are in. And LeBron is leading the West. Kevin Durant is leading the East. But Kevin Durant leads all vote-getters. He has the most votes of anyone. And that intrigued you.
It did. I just can't get over like all the LeBron stuff out there. Last year, how he was so offended about, you know, the MVP voting, he won. He's coming off a championship. Kevin Durant's coming off an injury. You know what I mean? But there's still people out there, and it's just interesting to me that a guy who's played as long and is, and Chris, you already said this, he's having a great season.
He's coming off
a championship, okay, and playing well, and he's in the MVP conversation, that he's still not the leading vote-getter. I find that surprising.
Well, first of all, I think, as you even said last, you're being a prisoner of the moment, because we're going to see if this continues. And it may, but it may not. He could easily end up as the leading vote getter, which he's been several years. He's leading the Western Conference by almost 800,000 votes. And so he's getting tons of votes. Kevin Durant is 15,000 votes ahead of him. So It's not like LeBron isn't getting tons of votes. He's got 2.29 million, and Durant has 2.3 million.
I get it. It's still that he's losing, and he shouldn't be given
losing?
What he's – yeah, he's behind. He's behind right now. I'm just saying, when you look at what he's done and how well he's playing this year, it's just surprising to me that, you know, KD comes back from an injury – and Brooklyn is still, Chris, all right, they got a team now and a squad, and they're trying to get it together, and people like what they have. But I would say LeBron's playing better than him. Would you agree with that?
I think LeBron is higher in the MVP rankings.
All right.
If Durant was playing the same exact way and they were 15-4, he might be higher. Like, they're both playing really well. Obviously, they do
very different things.
Their games are very different. I don't think it's that surprising. I mean, Durant, look, I don't think he's as popular as LeBron, but he's very popular. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people love his
game. Okay, so let me ask you this.
Give him all that props.
The voting stays this way, obviously, and he's the top vote getter going into the All-Star game.
Right.
Would that surprise you or no?
No. I don't even think it'd be a big deal. I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I haven't looked back to see the years that LeBron led it. He hadn't led it every year. But, yeah, it wouldn't – I mean, nah. I think you got certain guys that are going to – you know, he's going to get a ton of votes. Steph gets a ton of votes. Steph is third overall. LeBron, obviously. It doesn't surprise me. But it'll be interesting, you know. I kind of wish they'd go back to East-West, Rob, than picking teams. I mean, I know last year kind of had some excitement in it, but we got an hour left. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.